In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Thank you. Big Fat Boy just told me off there he doesn't like this is called a battle now because it's like a competition. And you know what? It's not a competition. We just call it the BDA.
It really
co-present.
Is.
And we all get off on it and laugh and not get off on it, but laugh and have a good time. All right. Paige, you know, I misspoke earlier. I meant for you to toss a coin. She actually tossed a salad in here.
She really did.
Fat Boy laughed the entire time.
Mm.
No, she made a salad.
She likes berries on hers, you know.
I will go first.
Berries.
I won the toss, and I will go first.
Yeah, you did. You did win the toss.
Now Yay. It's to pick the order. I'm going to start with this one. Now I will start this by saying that this is probably a medical situation. Okay.
Oh no.
But she also could have been where that edible just kicked in.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, you ever been drinking or whatever? Like, man, I've drank 6 shots. I don't feel nothing yet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, right when it kicks in. Or.
Until you stand up.
She could have had a stroke. This is a news reporter across the street from the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, KCBS in LA Channel 2. Listen to this.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They have the pit.
God
what?
Bless her. That sounds bad.
And I've Googled my little fingers off, and there's no tell of that lady having a stroke. So it could have just been one of those things where the wires get crossed.
What do you do if you're an anchor? Like you kind of play with it?
I would bust out laughing.
It's
like when I say something funny, y'all bust out laughing, you know, mispronounce a word or blah, blah, blah. But you do it one more time.
Yeah.
Like, she was so committed to it. She's like, I'm not going to stop and take two or blah. We're going to continue with this. Now, I hope nothing's wrong with it, but I Googled it.
Sounded like a stroke.
It's what it sounded like. You're absolutely right. And I've asked Fat Boy now to do something that made it hard. Not like that.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They have the pit.
She's like, I'm passing this baton off to the other reporter.
What if the anchor the whole time was like,
that's all, folks.
I think the worst situation that I saw was where somebody was ill-prepared because the woman that was the anchor, they went through like a bad breakup.
Oh.
And they
went with each other?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she set him up, and he looked like a big idiot, so there was a problem.
You don't eat crap, that saying, you know?
No. Uh-huh.
You don't do it.
Well, you grin when you do, though.
Which is, I would not.
What is that about? Let's get to that. It's maybe Rob Young knows that. Why is it called a blank eating grin? Why are you grinning after eating poop?
All right. Why would
Made
you?
Made no sense.
Matt Man.
I'd do it and I'd be frowning. I'd have a crap-eating frown.
Not eating or sniffing the stuff.
Right. You keep your swings your way.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like Paige knows what I'm about to play next.
Oh, did she feed right into that?
Well, yeah. She mentioned the phrase bad breakup.
Oh.
That's what happened to our boy Juice Cuz right here.
Juice Cuz? Is he related to Juice World?
I don't know. If he is, tough times in the family. Apologize.
Word. Bless.
Word.
But also shout out Young Scooter. Rip.
Oh, God. I know. I know.
We still can't deal with it. So Juice Cuz wrote a song, a breakup song, I guess. Really viral. I thought it was pretty funny. You might enjoy it. Feel free to use it if you break up with somebody today or tomorrow.
I hope your breath stays with a dookie smell. I hope soon as you get them done, bitch, you break every f***ing nail. I hope you wake up and realize you gotta tell. I hope when Jesus comes, you the only person that he send to hell. I hope your kids go to school and just fail. I hope you open a mailbox every day and that bitch ain't got no mail. I hope the plug serve you off a broke scale. I hope your house burned down and you can't find no hotel. I hope roaches crawl on you when you sleep. I hope you never have sex, but it still burn when your ass pee. I hope they steal your car and they sell it cheap. I hope you get a permanent black stain on the bottom of your feet. I hope somebody pour bleach on all your clothes. I hope you get COVID and can't never smell through your nose. I hope your best friend group chat get exposed. I hope your baby daddy beat you for cheating. You ain't even got no hoes. I hope the worst. I hope you allergic to your shirt. I hope it's an off day for everybody and you the only one at work. I hope they see boo-boo crumbs when you twerk. I hope they show your close friends to everybody at your mama church. I hope everybody...
Oh,
that's called I Hope the Worst.
How do you know? What have you got if that's what you started with?
I love that.
God. Breath smell like dookie.
Boo-boo crumbs? What was that?
Boo-boo.
That's a good one. So I hope you open a mailbox and that bitch ain't got
no mail. God. Wow.
Juice Cuz.
God.
Boo-boo crumbs.
Man, I want to use that as a rejoin this week.
Was it poo-poo or boo-boo? I missed
either way, it applies. It's boo-boo crumbs.
Boo-boo crumbs.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Gosh.
I mean, I would just walk out. I think we got to win.
I'm fifth in the batting order after the Grand Slam was just hit.
Oh, my God.
We still got good ones.
Okay, let's go back to the news. This is from, again, I gaff a little bit.
I gaff a little.
The fires in California, you know, it all happened at once. People were trying to get out, out what was going on. Reporters were dispersed, and things like this happened on live television, KCAL in Burbank, California.
Are you? So the family with the poor little girl who was...
There's a fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know, winds.
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
We got the
unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Okay.
All right.
Stop. He's like, okay, but she's like, you know, she's gay, right? Because she said it that way.
I don't know. She just said unacceptable. Unacceptable. Let's shoot him away.
Is that about all the gay people?
What's up, man? No, man. It's like, it's not Cheech Marin or anyone. It's like, what's up with you? She's like, we don't know. That's why we're here. Well, you're supposed to be the news. You tell me. Play all the gay people in L.A., man.
You know what I loved? When you would do this on the radio back in the day, like, you know, the collective you'd prank a radio station. They'd always try to bully you by saying, oh, you're going to jail for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get in trouble. Like, I ain't getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You are, you dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were the one that aired it, you goober. All right. Still, Fatboy, I mean, you've got the belt or the cup or trophy or whatever is here.
Let me do one more. It's not a song, but it's a compilation of old commercials from back in the day by one Mr. T. I believe Batman dressed as for Halloween 1 year as a young boy.
Back in a time when you could.
This kind of brings you back to just positive messages on TV.
Yeah.
But the method of delivery might be a little scary when it's coming from Mr. T.
Right, because he calls you a fool 1 minute, and the next minute he's telling you to shut up, and the next minute he's like, don't do drugs, fool.
These are still applicable, so.
A little abrasive.
If you got kids, you better listen up right now. Here's some life lessons from Mr. T.
But listen up now. This is serious. When you're tempted to do something wrong, even if the reasons are good, think twice.
You catching my drift?
Yeah.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you. Eat smart, eat good, and you'll be smart and look good. If a stranger offered you a toy, some candy, or a puppy, take off.
The bottom line is, we all have things that is very important to us that we don't want other people to touch. How would you feel if someone went through your stuff?
Woody was lucky this time, but don't you press your luck. If things start looking fuzzy and blurred, you get your eyes checked right away. Okay?
Okay.
Tell a bunch of kids to get their eyes checked.
Don't take free candy or a puppy from a stranger. A puppy? I never knew those were used to abduct children.
If he offers you candy, take off.
Take the puppy and run.
If your vision gets blurry, see a doctor. I can't tell if they got roofied or if they are...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagining a better future for you or your business is the first step. Investing in that future with Betterment is the next. Whether it's saving for today or building wealth for tomorrow, we help people and small businesses put their money to work. We automate to make saving simpler. We optimize to make investing smarter. We build innovative technology backed by financial experts to make everything a whole lot easier. At Betterment, we're here to help anyone who's ever said, "I think I can do better." So be invested in yourself. Be invested in your business. Be invested in better with Betterment. Get started at Betterment.com. That's BETTERMENT.com to get started. Betterment. Be invested. Investing involves risk, performance not guaranteed.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Vision was going.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Plus, I mean, how are you kissing his ass? Like, you go and buy him gifts and stuff? I mean, that gets weird. Like, if it was a female boss, you wouldn't be doing that.
Do you dress up like him for Halloween? I mean, how does that work? Don't know.
Did somebody do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow, I must have not went to that one. I don't know that
You don't
one.
Like this person very much.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're good at that. Well, there's only like two people that I don't really like care for. That's good. I mean, you think about where you work right now listening to us. Like, there's more than just two you don't like. So that's pretty good.
Well, you said you dressed like this person at Halloween, and I'm like, wait, did you dress like me at Halloween?
No, that person dressed like someone else.
Yeah, that person dressed like their boss.
Yes.
Oh.
Excuse me, they balls.
They balls. Ba balls.
Yep.
Here's something fun.
I wish you could just say names. Maybe I will one day. Let me let that Social Security kick in first.
Yeah, don't.
My backup plan.
If it's there.
You know what? It will be. You know why? Because I've heard that my entire life, that it would not be. So
That's true.
I therefore think that it will be.
So. Oh, my God, it better be.
You paid into it all your life. Might as well be able to reap the benefits.
I don't lose a grand.
Stud.
Don't want you to collect
That's
it.
That's what makes me angry.
Come on, Lens.
Don't collect. I know. It's like...
It's like Nikki Haley.
What a racket.
What, do you want me to be 90 before I can get it?
Or go borrow against your 401k and, quit advertising that commercial. Don't talk people into borrowing against their 401k.
Or doing a backwards-ass mortgage.
No, don't do it. Sell your gold, maybe, but don't.
Sell your gold.
If you need money and you're old, just kind of, persevere. Power through it. Don't do a backwards-ass mortgage.
Mm-mm. No, and it's not that you're going to leave anything for anybody. It's more or less just like...
Could they take your home before you die?
If you quit... Well, they'll do that for anybody who quits paying the payments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just borrow and against it, so it's the collateral. But, yeah, when we sold our house at Poe Mill, they put a $20,000 down payment on the house, which back then, and for that house, that was I don't remember what they were asking. I think they were asking $69,000. For it,
because if you can do that now, that is a feat.
And they paid two payments on it and quit paying payments on it and lost it within 6 months.
Oh my gosh,
20 grand and everything,
money down the hole,
down the hole. And then the bank's like, well, we'll take it. They're literally just gamblers against our lives. This is what the insurance companies and all that stuff, they're just gambling that, all right, you're gonna make it. Because if you walk in with any pre-existing conditions, I mean. You already, the spread's changing a little bit on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're more of a 10-to-1 odds of living for.
You got to be proactive and not reactive to your mortgage.
I'm going to be lucky if I make it to 70, so I want to tell them. I want them to know, hey, well, I'm getting this money, by God. You can get my Social Security.
I love that.
Shush.
Social Security.
Shush.
It's like no one puts the TH on North Carolina. It's North Carolina. North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I go to South Carolina. S-A-L. South Carolina. South Carolina. Do you have that thing that I forwarded over to you, a Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah. I got it loaded up.
Another fun little... Dan's being experimental with stuff. I put up a video the other day from the farm. It was a reel. It was a 60-second thing of me just feeding the various animals and stuff. And dude took it and put it to what sounds like a porno music bed underneath it, and it makes that's the way I took it.
I haven't heard it.
Okay, so it sounds like it's maybe I took it wrong.
Porno farm music.
This is real audio from my Instagram reel, but then he added this music to it and made it sound creepy. I don't like
feeding time.
That's right.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing?
Oh, my God.
You licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, Lord? Feeding time. Otis, where you at? There's Otis. Hey, boy. Hey, what you doing? You licked my phone, girl. Give me kisses. Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Feeding time.
That's sexy and creepy at the same time.
Man, it's weird. I realize I'm talking to them like they're kids, and
it is kind of creepy, in general.
Give me some sugar. What you doing, sweet girl?
you're out there making love.
In my years, I'm 49 years old, dude. What are you calling me? Did you give me kisses?
It's creepy.
I got to go back and hear it dry.
You can find it at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Are you saying
it's not the one with me and Sting.
No, not that one. Did the beard ever come up with Sting? Like, what are you doing? The Van Dyke, excuse me.
No, I was, you know, again, more just marking out, you know, like keeping my composure, you know. I didn't want to, like, go full Chris Farley and say, dude, Starcade, man, God bless, that was awesome.
Man.
That was so good, Sting. I was just like, I was telling Mark Hendricks, we talked about God. We did.
Oh, man, of all things to talk to Sting about.
Well, I told him, I said, you know what, you realized at a certain point in your life when it was getting out of control with drinking and drugs and all that, and he decided to change and quit laying down with do you lay down with fleas and get dogs, or is it the opposite?
Lay down with dogs.
It's whatever the thing is. So he, you know, and he's like, "Man, I appreciate that. I don't hear that quite often." And I was like, "Well, I appreciate it because you know, it shows and all that kind of stuff." We didn't talk wrestling a single bit.
So do you appreciate it enough for a free autograph there, Steve?
No, I didn't bring anything to get it. I just wanted the picture. I got his autograph before. I just wanted to get a picture of him wearing his full face paint.
Oh,
did you see in the song Lick My Phone?
Okay, so
can you play that again?
If you watch the video, you will see Alora, who down deep is my favorite. I've come to admit
she's
that.
A pretty cow.
She's a thank
hey
you.
Baby.
She's
hey, Alora.
She's a mini Jersey. She's 46 inches tall, and she has the longest damn tongue. I mean, if there was like if I get a lesbian cow in there, like those two would never leave the barn.
Oh, why would you?
I don't know that you can identify them that way at the auction page. Mm-hmm. I got a lesbian cow up here. Ooh, show me 250, 250.
We got a lesbo bitch cow. For him, here 45, 35, 35.
We got a gelded horse.
Best tongue in the business.
We got a 3-ball colt up here. Let me get 45, 35, 45.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Imagining a better future for you or your business is the first step. Investing in that future with Betterment is the next. Whether it's saving for today or building wealth for tomorrow, we help people and small businesses put their money to work. We automate to make saving simpler. We optimize to make investing smarter. We build innovative technology backed by financial experts to make everything a whole lot easier. At Betterment, we're here to help anyone who's ever said, "I think I can do better." So be invested in yourself. Be invested in your business. Be invested in better with Betterment. Get started at Betterment.com. That's BETTERMENT.com to get started. Betterment. Be invested. Investing involves risk, performance not guaranteed.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
What about this one?
Oh, here's the original call about golf carts.
Okay.
This is to all these motherfuckers that live in these small towns that be driving their golf carts down the main road. Here's a clue for you. It's illegal to drive a golf cart, four-wheeler, your lawnmower in traffic, and they're going like 2.5 miles an hour, and you're sitting here trying to get your kids to school, and they're leisure riding in their golf cart. Here's a clue: get on the damn side of the road where you belong.
Oh,
do you hear? Like, honest to God, I mean, you know, I feel the same way about those. I saw one the other day. You know, Stallings Road.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty major road. And yeah, there's half of a golf course there. But I'm like,
it's a long road.
He's driving all the way to damn Eagles at the end of Stallings Road. And I'm like, man, like, I don't know what the. You get behind a moped, it's legal for them to be on the road, and they go about the same speed. And a lot of them will know their place. They'll kind of, you know, ride the shoulder, let you go by. Many of them will ride damn right splitting in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't like when bikers go side by side in the same lane. It makes me too nervous for
you. Yeah, because you don't want them to pull out in front of you.
I don't want them to catch freaking hit their legs and lay it down, and then I'm going to run over them.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, my legs. Madman ran over my legs.
No, you fell down in front of me.
If Madman ran over your legs, call the FOF line.
864-241-4318.
A lot of nice white houses out there on Stallings Road. I mean, they're really building it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they just tore down the golf course.
Yep.
Where it's all going?
They paved the road, too.
I told you. That's why we quit having golf tournaments, because if we had a golf tournament, your golf course is probably out of business or going out of business.
Oh. Ramon, they paved my road. Here's a response to the golf cart guy.
To the guy that called in about everybody riding around on golf carts, you leave a little earlier, you know why? Because we can do like that in our little bitty town, mother. And by the way, to my fellow employees that got free breakfast this morning, you, because I didn't get no free breakfast because I'm with the boss. So you, and
we say all that on Tuesdays here.
Yeah,
no, I mean, come on,
we're here Monday through Friday. On Tuesdays, they have a catered meal brought in. Coincidentally, the day when they have meetings. And
why can't we ever get first crack?
It's always brought in at like 8:30 when we're in here working hard, talking and things, mm-hmm. being funny.
By that point, I'm gearing up for lunch, to be honest with you.
I know.
Having breakfast at... See how that...
I only brunch on the weekends.
Oh, you know, like at 10... Yeah.
Grits Bar. I linter in during the week.
Grits Bar and some mimosas. I love and we're talking
Grits
if we
Bar.
Have here.
That sounds good, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Girls raised in the South?
Well, that sounds even better.
You can put whatever you want on top of your grits if there's a grits bar.
If you got a grit sticker and a Slut Life sticker, I'm like, you know what? That's a cool pick.
Salt. Salt Life. Which is so funny because you live in Greenville. You ain't got the Salt Life. You don't.
I have the Salt Life.
You're like 4.5 hours away from the
you
Salt.
You ain't a Salt Lifer?
I wish I was a Salt Lifer.
But you ain't.
I am.
I've never been a Salt Lifer.
You're like a person driving around with a rubber duck on their dash, and it ain't a Jeep.
I'll be honest with you. I don't surf, okay?
I'm a legit Salt Lifer.
I don't. I'm not a... I don't have a boat. I'm not good at driving a boat.
Fat boy's sodium levels are through the roof. Where's my flowers?
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
Here's a guy who's...
Give you the clap.
Well, I got it back in the 90s, Paige. They cured it.
Here's the guy who's tired of driving everywhere and wants a little bit of help. That's all he's asking for.
I need an oxygen tank.
Yeah, that's just for that moron that I
work for. I drive from Oconee to Greenville every morning, and then from Greenville to Asheville almost every day, and then from Asheville back to Oconee. A lot of times there's a 350 round trip. I am f***ing tired of this bullshit. Get your thumb out of your ass. Get your thumb out of your wife's ass. And start putting in some work, too. And try a little harder to keep some f***ing workers, because you're about to lose this one, bitch.
If he had both thumbs firmly placed there, it'd be tough to drive.
I'm trying to figure out the thumb logistics.
Driving with his knees?
Like, because he's got one up his, right?
Like, he's got to be, like, arching the back to do it. He's got one on her. He's driving with the knee, I guess. Huh.
Unless he's got, like, you know, long fingers and he's got his hand up under the bottom of the steering wheel.
A green thumb means you're good at plants. What does a brown thumb mean?
They say a dog can't change the spots on his nuts or whatever.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but you're supposed to.
Dog never changes his spots.
Be forgiving and give a second chance. In fact, there's a church called that. And you know,
sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
A great musician once said, boom, lay, boom, lay, boom. I don't know what it means.
A great musician said, I want two pina coladas and two thumbs on each hand.
Two thumbs.
Yes, yeah, so I can put it up my wife's ass and up my ass and drive down the road.
You stupid motherfucker. You cheat on me not once but twice, and I'm dumb enough to take you back. And here you are, f***ing gone again. What the f*** is wrong with you? Can you not think of other people ahead of your f***ing d***? What the f*** is wrong with you? You are a f***ing parent. Get your head out of your motherfucking ass and act like one.
Let's go live to Up an Ass. There's two thumbs and a head currently.
Thumb Wars.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that.
How do we get up here? It's like Survivor. We got this week on Ass Island. We've got two thumbs and a head.
And they're wrestling each other. Like Rock'em Sock'em.
You know what also feels good, people out there? When you wear your pants around your waist, when you don't have half your ass crack showing.
Yeah.
That's what feels really good.
Are you wearing that red shirt because you're a little naughty today, fat boy?
He looks like he should be standing in front of a Shoney's holding a tree above his head.
The sucker tree. I miss the sucker tree.
Shoney's fat boy, everybody.
All right, this comes out to this little motherfucker that I work with that's 19 years old who decided that he would apply and actually end up getting a fucking lead position. You little snot-nosed motherfucker. Just because you get it don't mean you can fucking talk shit about everybody. I don't care. I'll put your f***ing ass in this place, send your ass back up the f***ing mountain crying to your f***ing mama. Besides, you get your f***ing hair cut by a f***ing traveling barber. Who the f*** does that?
What?
That's kind of cool, though.
You got to cut on the guy's hair.
Yeah, but what traveling if they do a barber. Good job and you just, like, you got to call him, where are you? Man, I'm in Phoenix right now.
Hey, could you come?
I need you to come back to Greenville.
Come line me up, bro.
I'm a migrant worker. I cut hair.
That's awesome.
I'll never forget when somebody asked you where I get my hair cut. And you said, I think it's bathroom.
It's bathroom.
I said, is well, at the time, that's what you had told me you did. Now it looks like you do it yourself.
I got to start going somewhere.
Actually, I mean, you haven't seen my head. I haven't seen your head in years.
Whoa.
Let's look.
Yours is getting a little, like, around the sides.
A little windblown.
I haven't gotten a haircut in the last I get beard trim, which sounds like I'm talking about sex. But I'm talking about getting it trimmed down. I'm getting a little bit of the wings on the side.
Might be time for you to make an appointment there, Butch Patrick.
I can trim both your beards.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fat boy, you know what? You take control. Pick where we're going.
You know what? He said he had to be unanimous, so let's go there.
Oh, you mean autonomous. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, man? You need advice, I guess, right? Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I do. I need help, just like a gut check on something that's been stuck in my head for a few days now.
Uh-oh, so relationship trouble, IRS trouble.
That's right. It's April. Got it like a week before.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're filing together this year.
No, it's just relationship. I don't want to say trouble, just, you know, there's a big question mark. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it kind of feels like the IRS.
Okay. Well, I mean, how do you really know the two apart?
Oh, wow.
All right, so go on. This is interesting.
Okay, so I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Great relationship, solid. I've been planning to propose this fall. A little nervous, but I've already looked at rings. I've even talked to her mom. You know, the whole deal.
Okay.
So, I hate to interrupt. I've got the phone potted down about halfway.
Yeah.
Do you by chance have the largest nuts in the world, sir? Because I'm kind of giving that. Yeah. I'm kind of getting that vibe because it was like.
Oh, yeah.
But like times 100. I'm just trying to ride his levels up.
He has that very deep voice. Like you could be like the voice of actual Anonymous. Are you wearing a Guy Fawkes mask as you call us right now?
Are you ready? Anonymous?
No, I am nervous though.
No, totally get it. All right, so big plans here. You got the whole future husband thing, looking at rings. When you get ready for that, I got a jeweler in mind for you. A little nepotism.
Yes, I mean, great. I'll take, you know, any rings and advice, the whole nine.
We're going to sell them to you. We're going to give them to you. But so anyway, what's the problem then? Did you find out something mysterious about her, or you need to tell her something, or what?
Not too mysterious. You know, luckily it's not, you know, deal-breaking. But listen, the other night, I mean, we're talking about marriage stuff. We're sitting down, chit-chatting. And out of nowhere, she hits me with... She just asked me flat out, like, how much do you make a year? Like, without any, she didn't lead up to it. Just boom, right there. How much do you make a year? No warning. And she felt like an accountant or something. And totally off-putting.
Damn.
Straight to the W-2s.
Wow.
Like, she went to the W-2s before she went to the I do's, baby. Like, that's cold.
That's a good
point. I mean, that is.
Exactly. I just froze, and I was like, what? It literally took me a second to really gather what she said. The awkward thing, she just sat there, like, waiting for an answer.
Well, I mean, do you think it was, like, from a, like, you know, like a let's plan a life together standpoint, or like a let me see if I'm wasting my, you know, good years on some guy who's not making any money? Like, one of the two.
That's a fair, kind of thing. I mean, like,
I mean, what else would it be?
What did you call him? A budget brand man?
Budget brand man.
Oh, okay. Huh. That's cute. Are you the Laura Lynn of men? Now, did she, like, smile or, like, wink at you or anything?
No, God, and this is the awkward thing, guys. Like, literally, it was deadpan, no smile, no follow-up, no nothing. It just that question, and then she just sat there. It literally threw me off my rocker.
You think she was going to follow it up with wanting to apply for a loan from you? Maybe she's got some student debt or something. Like, that's not how you open up a conversation about money, I don't think. Just straight up just blurting that out.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not naive, right? And I know it's a big thing, but... there was no joking about it.
Let me ask you this. Have the two of you, like, ever talked about finances at all? Like, any five-year plan, debt, student loans? I mean, that's nothing I had to talk to with any of my informers.
Right.
They were not educated.
No, up to this point, not really. So we've just always been kind of like 50-50. We always just split stuff evenly. Like, I pick up dinner sometimes, she picks up dinner sometimes. It just... So balanced, really.
It's your first marriage, if I may ask? Your first marriage?
Yeah, no, I've never been married.
So, like, here's the thing. Talking about money in, like, a serious relationship, like, that's normal. And it, honestly, like, I don't know the way they used to do it in prior generations. And before it says it, yes, it used to, women would not be able to work and they'd just stay at home and all this stuff. But, like... It needs to happen. Maybe that affects the divorce rate, because if someone asks that question cold out of nowhere, it feels less like they're planning a life and more like they're running a background check on you. Like they're checking your credit karma or whatever.
But maybe she's just planning a future with you and seeing what the budget is to live on. And I don't know, do you already have a home? Or
is it a relationship or a performance review, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She took the words right out of my mouth, really.
And let's be honest. I mean, if you asked her the same question, you know, she'd be calling us right now roasting you.
Likely.
Shoeing the other foot.
We have Lady Anonymous on hold. I mean, she would be roasting you.
Because unless I had a marriage, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody what I had in the bank account.
Yeah. But what's got you, like, we don't, you know, again, someone, oh, we've dated for 2 years, like, how, you know, that obviously maybe at the beginning was like once or twice a week. And then, of course, as the relationship grows, you're seeing it maybe every day, this, that, or the other. But, like, that's a tough place to be because the best relationships, and I don't know why I'm saying this because I clearly don't know how to do it, but it's about building together and it's not about tallying up what you already got. Or
it's trust.
Like, if she's marrying your salary and your credit score and not your soul, it sounded gay.
Good for her.
But, like, I mean, not gay, but, like, just very...
homosexual?
I didn't mean that either. But, like, you got bigger problems than just shopping for rings, if I'm being honest with you. And I am, in fact.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, how many months' salary is a ring? Like,
even that is absurd.
Outdated.
Because that's how they find out then. Because after you give it to them, they go back to a lawn shark and say, hey, what is this worth? And then they divide it by three, and they're like, oh, that's how much it makes. I'm kidding. People don't do that anymore.
Way.
They don't do that anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, I could. Okay. Text we'll read in a minute. Keep them coming. 1-800-774-0093. Slower for those in what town was it you told me to start using? Because you don't like that town, fat boy.
Ah, dang. What was it? Dang it. Now I forgot what it was.
Norris. If you're in Norris and you need me to say it slow,
shout out Margaret's.
1-800-774-0093. You can call or text. But
I mean, he's got to be making decent money, right? It's got to be.
I mean,
maybe not want to say it, but.
But that ain't
low,
though. All right.
Well, I mean, I make decent money, you know. I'm not balling, right? But I'm doing fine. And but the big thing is I'm hesitating because I feel like now she has like a checklist in her head and, you know, I'm being ranked in it. And I don't want to start a marriage feeling like I'm being judged every tax season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I see both ways in this. I don't, thinking back, I don't know how that ever came up in the past with me. I don't know that I don't remember that. It just kind of like fell into place or whatever. And again, those were not successful. So perhaps more people should have. That's not why, certainly.
Do you feel like it needed to come up, like in your past situations, or it's got to come up at some point, right?
Like, let's ask this: Is she rolling pretty good? Like, she got a good steady career? Like, you know.
Yeah.
More so than you, if you're being honest?
No.
Okay.
No.
Pretty even.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
here's what you
know, 70-30 me?
Oh, wow.
Damn. Well, and plus you take the 20%, so it's like 90-10 her.
I don't know that. Am I being too sensitive?
No. I said, don't, like, you feel the same way about this girl, like, except for that one question. So, I'd still get the ring, keep it in a sock drawer till you all have like a real talk, because if she seriously, if she can't discuss money with you, then she just spring it on you? Like, that's not a partnership.
No.
Like, truly.
The biggest fights you have generally are over money.
And then she brings it up again, just tell her maybe this, and maybe this is too crass, but you say something like, honey, I love you and I make enough to know that, like, prenups are sounding real sexy right now to me when I hear this. I'm joking.
I might. Well, listen, I don't know. Who knows? I might just drop that line next time. But I feel like a
wise man told me that prenups don't matter if you make less than $500,000 a year.
Yeah, it's like that's not even the common man's vocabulary, right?
So I'm just the common man. I just keep us posted on this for real. And a whole bunch of people are going to call in here. They're already going off. Hopefully, they're calling in to help you. But hang on to that receipt though for the ring. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, for real.
No, we'll do.
A ring without that certificate and your gym certificate or whatever the hell, it's like, you know, now with the way they grow diamonds in labs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's growing stuff now.
Weed, really
diamonds, rubies, emeralds.
Sucks you got to operate that way, but you got to keep the receipt.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we save your phone number and give it out to everyone so we can call you in the future and check in with you? Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. All right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Load those nuts back in that wheelbarrow, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. See you later, man.
That's good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You went flipping the bird. Please hold, because we're going to go in order, and Fat Boy will tell me how to say that third name there. Edith from Chattanooga. We'll talk to her. I believe a... is this the same Edith that is the lady truck driver?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, Edith?
Hey.
Y'all.
How you
doing? I'm doing wonderful. I got my eyes open this morning, you know?
Do me a favor, Edith. When you're about town later on today, let everybody from Chattanooga know we appreciate them, because...
Hell yeah.
We, you know how they give us these ratings things, and we did real good up there, so... Chattanoogans are into us.
Yes, most definitely, because y'all put us in the frame of mind, all the ones that remember WFLI.
Oh, who could forget?
Out of Chattanooga with Tommy Jett. Mm. I mean, come on, y'all have risen up to his standard in my book.
Wow, this close to Easter. Incredible. Now, what were you going to say, Edith, about this guy seemingly bewildered because his future fiance asked him straight up how much he made a year?
Okay, there's two things that she's looking for. One, she's looking to make certain that she can quit her job and have babies, and she wants to make certain that he can take care of them. Or she's a gold digger, and he needs to have a prenup.
You really think so? I mean, like, I really had someone that I really trust, and I didn't ask for personal reasons, but we were talking about prenups one day, and they said, unless you make half a mil or more a year, those legally, logistically, are not worth it.
Oh, they're worth it.
Oh, okay.
They are worth it.
Have you been prenupted before?
No. No, and I should have. I should have been the one to do it.
Well, you lost money out of a marriage?
Oh, yes.
He did.
What happened?
Over $40,000, yes.
Jeez. God! Like you got scammed out of it, or like what? How did you
lose? Yes. I got scammed big time out of it. But, you know, women out here are looking for a sugar daddy. They're looking for someone who can take care of them no matter what.
You know, and to hear a woman say that, and part of me, and it's this 2025 world, kind of the stuff we were talking about earlier, is like, is that so bad? Because when a woman does, you know, you can't count on FMLA all the time. So she kind of does have to look at it. It's like, all right, you know, I'll put this in casual terms. If he knocks me up and I can't work, then will he be able to float this boat while I'm out for all this time? And that's not a crazy thing to ask. But Edith, don't you think, though, that like women are going to say, she don't need no man, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, I've been over 20 years without one, I'm happy.
God, I'm happy. Since you've had since you've made love to a man, or you've been married?
Well, that's a good question.
Both.
Edith.
We got to get you railed a good time or two.
Oh, my goodness.
Drive that truck down to Greenville.
We'll hook it up.
Haul some ass down to Greenville.
Right. Hey, that's not too far from where I was born.
No. Oh, where are you reborn, Edith?
Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Oh, a couple hours. Was the water okay down there?
No.
Oh, God. Explains that laugh.
Well, she's a brat.
Edith, God bless you. And seriously, tell out all the Nugans we said thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it.
I sure will, darling.
All right. Look out. All right. Thank you. All right. Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
That's what they say to each other up in Chattanooga. Look out.
Look out.
It's their mascot.
God, $40,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's just hard when you have a relationship. And I remember in my marriage, I was the one that had to pull the reins on him with his spending. So maybe this woman is...
She called me Rudolph.
No, it's just like, if you see that much money in the bank, it doesn't mean it's not allocated for anything else. So... Maybe this woman just
means she don't have a diversified portfolio.
Maybe this woman, no, I mean, he thinks, oh, we got, you know, a couple thousand in the bank that I can go take everybody out to lunch. No, that doesn't mean that we'd go do that, you know.
Oh, man, that woman just pissed me off. How can I call in? 1-800-774-0093. And that was no woman. That was the woman.
Edith. Friggin' Edith.
I saw a text. Somebody are willing to drop off a ton of WD-40 for these chairs. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, but on mine, you'd have to put it on the actual seat, and I'd slide right out then.
He's got the fart chair.
It's the fart
Mine's
chair.
Just, you know.
It really is.
Oh, I got the good rocker.
Well, you do treat it like it's a, what is that, Paige, what is the chair that you got stuck in sexually that time?
Andor.
High chair.
Or whatever that.
A what?
What do you call this?
It was a high chair, and she had a bib on. No.
What was that? I can't.
The lawn chair.
No, but what? You said it.
Andorak or whatever. I can't remember.
A what?
I can't remember that. How to pronounce it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, what is it?
Say it again.
Andorak. Oh, I can't remember how to say it.
Andorak.
I seem to remember she could not remember how to say Adirondack.
Adirondack. That's right.
It sounded like she was saying like a sexual slur.
The wide chairs.
This chair is all the way up. You watch
but
in about
the way
2 seconds.
You sit like it's Adirondack. Your knees are like up here, but then your butt's
yeah,
way
but you're
down
lower
the
to
floor.
The ground, and it's harder it's to get up. Out. That's how I hurt my hip.
That's like the thing with this chair. It's not going to stay up. I'm up right now. The highest it's going to go.
What if we get like a trailer jack or something like to put under it to hold you from sliding all the way down?
With jack stands?
Who knows? What if we put balloons on you? To try to lift you up a little bit instead of
like the old guy from Up.
Yeah.
Why don't we get him a hydraulic chair? That'd be easier.
P1 Flipping the Bird maybe has a comment on that, or perhaps what we're even talking about at all. P1 Flipping the Bird. Good morning,
Bernie.
Good morning. I have comments on lots of things. You guys don't want to get me started.
All right. Well, goodbye.
See you.
Edith is a tough act to follow. I'm going to tell you, but yeah. I'm going to follow in her. Right. I'm going to follow her lead. I do think that it's possible that this young lady is, you know, women are impatient. 2 years, 2 years dating and he hasn't, you know, made the matrimonial move yet. Maybe she's planning on doing the move herself and she's seeing if he's worthy or seeing how much money he's got and maybe they can they afford a big ceremony or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
okay. It might not be nefarious. It might be a good thing.
Or even house, you know.
I mean, I don't know how. I think it's more or less just how she said it. Like she deadpan asked him, "How much you make a year?" And there's no like winky winky, nudge nudge. She just like deadpanned him. And
well, like, I'm sorry, I would be massively suspicious if she looked at me and asked me about money and then started grinning. I'm like,
that's a damn good point, Bird.
Or laughing at you, like really,
Birdie?
They call you Bird. Yeah. They call you Flipping, but that's weird,
Birdman.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, but like, are you, you know are you married, man, Bird?
I am no longer married, no.
Oh,
oh no, man.
How far are you from Chattanooga? Because Edith hasn't been laid in 20 years.
She's looking for it.
Well, today I'm in TR, but that's you know, just right across the hill.
Oh, another time. You know, when you were, though, did you and your wife have that conversation? Because I don't remember ever having that conversation with your wife or mine.
Well, no, money was not an issue. I didn't care how much she made. She didn't care how much I made. They just were quite
throw it all together.
Different.
I feel like that today's with the economy and everything, you need to be upfront with everything. You know, you got good credit. How's everything? Because, you know, if you got to go buy a car, things happen.
Well, in 2 years, it comes up in conversation a lot. So, I mean, if you're really close. If you are a really close couple, you're going to talk about money matters, it seems like. I don't understand how it's not come up in 2 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Bird, anytime we have any advice, I want you to always be on hold. Did you always deliver some great advice? I'm surprised you're divorced.
I know.
You and me both, bud.
Oh, bless you.
All right, Bird. Have a good morning, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
I don't think that, you know, those days are gone with a woman, you know, trying to rely on the man for...
I never
the security,
have.
Right? Because they're all raised now to, you know, go get your own and support yourself.
And I think they why would they be taught differently?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspired design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Classes large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.